If you think your life would make a great reality show, call us. I know there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, man, that, you know.
This do a show about me.
The circle around me seems pretty crazy.
Yep.
This job, this
crazy
family.
Life. Yep.
Call in. Everyone on will get in the running for WWE SmackDown tickets. 1-877-764-2535. You know, we're going to get a handful of calls here. This isn't going to be a zillion calls, so you're going to have a very good chance at winning these WWE tickets.
Yes.
And we were talking about this after the show yesterday. It's not the easiest thing to get people to call in on, but there's a lot of people who either have a wacko family or a wacko marriage.
Wacko
or
job.
Wacko divorce. I mean, you can go back 5 years if you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be right now.
That portion of life.
Yeah. Like that teacher of the year we were just talking about.
Yeah.
That is not the first time that person went bananas.
No.
That person would be a reality show.
Yeah, follow her to camera sometime, yeah.
Yeah.
But she deals with every single day.
And what makes a good reality show? Like Crazy Hillbillies.
Yep.
Which I love. Like The Lion King. Wasn't The Lion King. It was The Lion...
Tiger King?
Tiger King.
That's it.
Yes.
Thank you.
I also like The Lion King.
Yeah.
But what are you looking for in a reality show? You're looking for drama.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe cheating.
Bizarre characters.
Crazy divorce.
Long beards.
Like, I was married. I walked in on my wife with my best friend and or my boss or...
Right. That's my shirt.
Or I was the person who was gone.
Right.
Reality shows. What else do they like? They like success.
Successful
a lot of
folks.
Money.
Yes, like, right. Yeah, because you want to kind of vicariously live through them and the large things they can buy, the exotic places they can go, things they can do.
Or you want to see failure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which just
stupidity
me right here.
Stupidity is great.
That's what I'm right
you
here.
Have a circle around you.
Man, I'm right here.
Dirty jobs was a big one.
Yeah, it was huge.
Food, restaurant, kitchens.
Right.
All right. We're
flipping cars.
We're getting some calls.
Girls with big butts.
You know?
Girls with big butts.
Yep.
Garages.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah, you buy a car for cheap and you build it up and you sell for more.
Sherry and Shelton.
Hello.
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 Hi, I was calling about the crazy reality show part.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. You think your life would make a great...
Okay, so my job...
Okay, go ahead.
More so my job or any vet tech job, because right now it's crazy. Clients are a little upset trying to run us over at cars, banging on windows.
This is good.
Things we see
I like
are crazy.
It. I like it.
There's your drama.
Let's not say the name of the business, but what type of business?
No, I won't.
What type?
Yeah, it's just veterinary medicine.
Medicine.
How do they get the car in the waiting room?
Make an appointment.
People wait outside because of COVID.
People wait outside.
You can't go in with your pet.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Oh, you can't?
No.
No, you cannot.
We take the pets in without the owner, bring them back out. So people get a little upset with that, too.
Yep.
Wow. And then, just dealing with crazy pet owners. God bless you.
Not even that. Just like a lot of death. Patients don't survive when we try our best. So a lot of people
get
depressed with
Who's
that
dying?
Job.
Oh, what? The pets.
The patients. Yeah, if we can't save them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know what?
There's a lot of things. The people at work, they're crazy, too. I'm one of them.
No, this is a great reality show. Why hasn't anyone thought of this?
Right. We have Dr. Pohl. That's
I
about
don't
it.
Know.
You have every life.
He's terrible.
Thing. You have the happiness. Like, we brought this animal back.
Right. Right.
This squirrel was choking on a nut.
Exactly, right. Had nut allergy.
I was able to do mouth-to-mouth.
Right, right. This cat had kittens. Look, Tibbles, yeah.
Right, so you guys...
Look, Tibbles. Tibbles has a family.
This is great. Has anyone done this yet?
Dr. Pohl's the only one I know of.
That's a reality show?
Yeah, he's a veterinarian. He goes to a different place and, like, takes care of, like, a camel or a horse or a dog.
Oh,
he goes to different
not
locations.
Like regular pets.
Yeah, no, it's not like they all come to him, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh boy, I think you have a good one.
Yeah,
I think it'd be good. The staff is usually pretty. I don't know. I don't know about a word for crazy.
Nutty.
Yes, nutty. They either get along or they really, really don't. It's either lots of love, the drama, no in between.
Oh wow!
I'm picturing a lot of dramatic shots of like fights, and then there's just like an innocent looking animal, like
looking at them like, or, help me.
Or there's a cat. There's a cat that doesn't want to be there, and you open that carrying case, and that cat just comes out, guns a-blazing.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
You see fur, but you feel claws.
Yep. Even though people don't get along, we're all there for the animals, so no one would even mind that.
Yeah.
But it'd be a pretty funny show.
Oh, that sounds great. But it has everything. It has comedy. It has sadness. It has, you know, that moment. Oh, they say
it's action. Right. When the cat comes flung out of the carrier.
Yeah. There's action.
Right.
Yep.
There's blood.
Right. There's that big dog that drags it across.
Yeah. The owner can't restrain it.
Right. St. Bernard. Gone amok.
You know what I never thought of, too? It's like motor vehicle. You see every walk of life.
That's true.
Right? Like, if you work in a restaurant, you're going to get the same kind of clientele, whether you're McDonald's or five-star.
But you also got to...
But the vet's office, you get everybody walking in there.
But you also got to mic the cars and video the cars, the people waiting, like, what the hell's taking us so freaking long? Because you have that contrast with a person sitting there going, why are they taking so long? And inside, there's bedlam going on because the dog is 10 hallways apart.
You need two dogs. Almost like American Idol. Right. You got to do a little backstory on the person you're about to see walk into their lives.
Yeah, two dogs either fighting or having or getting it on right now. How you break them apart, these two? Throw some water on them, you know? Yeah.
Do you ever have pets come in where you're like, oh, we got to call some government agency because this is bad?
Yeah. Someone brought an ocelot.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
For emergency, sometimes.
Yeah. No, I mean, you see a dog is like too skinny or like covered in fleas or sores or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you lost a turtle? How you lose a turtle?
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. A turtle.
Yeah, how do you lose a turtle? It was right here a second ago.
He moves so slow.
He was just here a moment ago.
Dude, what's the odd things that people bring in?
I didn't get to call you guys because work is just like nonstop, but you had what's the weirdest thing a dog ate. I sent Phil some pictures, but the weirdest thing was a boxer ate a couple pairs of underwear, and when we got them out of the dog, it was not the owner's. Or the wife's, or the daughter's. It was some other woman's underwear. So we had to return some other woman underwear to the client.
Why return it? Just throw it out. I don't want that back.
Well, we have to show them what we take out.
You can't just show a picture of his underwear and throw it out?
Great.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we have multiple pairs of these wrestling tickets. I'm giving you a pair right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you are.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on one second.
And she's just smacked all the time.
Oh, man. That is great.
Well,
here's what was in your dog.
Right. Next thing you know, it's an x-ray of a husband with his wife's shoe in his ass. Here's what we pulled out of your husband's ass.
A stiletto.
That's not my shoe.
It's not my foot.
Now, did the dog voluntarily eat those, or did the guy say, she's home?
Right.
Hi,
barbecue sauce.
Right.
Help me.
Be a good boy. Eat these.
I'm glad the dog's okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you think your life would make a good reality show, call in. Everybody gets in the running for the WWE SmackDown. All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Jessica in Oakville, why would your life make a good reality show?
So about 4 or 5 years ago, I was a school bus driver, and some of the things that happen on the school bus alone would have been great for a reality show because it reminds me of the show Scared Straight, where the kids just act crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring them to jail. And some of them kids should have been on that show. But then you have some kids that are great, and you make connections with them. And then you have the drama of that, but also just the people that we worked with. It was like a comedy show, always pulling pranks on each other. So for Halloween, the night before Halloween, we would always stay in the lot all day, all night to make sure nothing happens to the buses.
Of course, yeah.
And one year, the people that were staying in the bus that night go to get back on the bus, and one of the other drivers was in there dressed as a witch or something in the dark, and they came out of the seat and they were screaming. The video's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, and luckily, luckily the floor is easy to clean. Just use a hose.
Oh my God. Yep. I didn't even think about that.
Seriously.
Stories from the school bus.
Right.
Wow.
And then always like animals in the bus in the morning. You go to check your bus and there's a possum there. Right. They had to call the police.
Raccoon, squirrel, yep.
How do they end up on the bus?
I guess they just, you know, one of the windows is open or a door is left partially ajar.
They have to scale the.
I mean, like they climb. They climb, so.
Well, no. So the doors don't just stay closed. They're free to open so that you don't get locked out of the bus.
Okay.
So oh, that would be horrible if you're a driver.
So it was a strong possum, apparently.
Yeah, push the door open.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they're not hard to open.
All right, we're putting you in the running for the tickets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Not an easy job either.
Right.
Cameron, you know, you'd have those scenes where the bus driver just says, okay, I've had it.
Exactly.
Pull over, leave all the kids on the side of the road.
Yep. You see it just wander off in the distance.
Yeah.
It's like five kids pressed up against the glass and then one possum like, hey, where's she going?
She's coming back, right?
I have a call somewhere from young Chaz. He was on a bus and they had a fill-in driver and they drove into a ditch.
Yep, I remember that.
He was calling from the bus in the ditch. Cameron and Shelton.
Good morning.
Yo.
Good morning.
Morning.
My family is a multi-generational disaster.
That's good to know. It's a good start. That'll be the title. Multi-generation disaster. That's the title of the reality show.
You already sound like the narrator for this series.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that would be the opening line of every episode.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of want the guy from Wonder Years.
No, so my mother is one of six. And my grandfather had a secret family before World War II, so that makes it eight for those playing the home game.
Wow.
he was also part of a cult.
Oh,
so he, so in leaving the cult, his family started with zero savings. So try supporting eight on a single income. They produced 12 of the most hellish and ghoulish children imaginable. And at any given time, there are three of us who would get into a fist fight the moment we see each other.
Wow.
And so you've got your drama. I'm the funny one of the group, obviously.
Okay. Clearly.
And modest, yes. And modest. That's good to know.
So there's two boxes checked already. The cake goes to my loving mother, who I know is not listening to the radio, so I can talk freely. She has had issues since she retired at 55 and no one else retired with her. She has proceeded to tour the country, harassing each family member in turn until we kick her out.
Wow.
Like a modern day King Lear.
All right. Well, you have tickets.
Yeah. And our sympathies.
One condition. Cameron, you give us your phone number and you come back on another day and tell us more about this.
Yes, chicken again.
Absolutely. I listen every day.
Well, you're going to be our reality show.
You can write the storylines for the WWE.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
All right, Cameron, you're on hold. You have tickets. And you know what? We'll give the bus driver tickets, too.
Nice.
So everybody, you get tickets.
You get tickets.
I was waiting for that.
Yep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.